Excuse me, sir. Is anyone sitting here? No, right? Could you move your bag? And can you get your shoes off there as well? Thank you. Oh, great. Hey, did you hear? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Susie Carter. She is an expert in dealing with workplace anxiety. Do you have anxiety in your workplace? Is your workplace causing your anxiety and causing problems in other parts of your life? Well, Susie will be here and we'll talk about ways that maybe you can kind of prevent things from getting too bad and going too far. And then another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky. And then the story of Texas. Texas has decided it will no longer test high school students and high school athletes for steroids. No, just not going to do it. And not finding enough cheaters. It's this big, huge state. We're only finding a few here and there. It's a big waste of money. Oh, really? Is that why? Or is it because the star quarterback may get found out and won't be able to play and take his team to state? We'll talk about it. And then this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by great apps, they say they're great, created by teenagers. And they're on your phone right now, and you didn't know it. Now we start things off this hour with social etiquette when it comes to public transportation. How annoying is it when you get onto a train or you get onto a bus and there are only a few seats left, and it turns out that someone there decides they're going to be a social slob? Now, what I mean is they're going to have their bag on a seat that someone could sit in. And across from them, they're going to have their legs up on a seat that someone else could sit in. You look at them, you ask them to move it, and they look at you as if you've asked them for $1 million. They don't want any part of it. Happened to me the other day. Took my son into New York City. We went to go see the New York Mets. So we're coming back from Citi Field, which is in Queens, and we're headed back into Manhattan via the good old Long Island Railroad, just like any other commuter railroad across this fine nation. So it's very crowded because you have a lot of hot, sweaty Met fans getting back onto the train to go back into Manhattan. So me and my son, we get on the train and we walk into a very crowded train car, and the only seats are these two seats that are facing each other. Actually, three, and I'll explain why it's three in a second. And there's this girl. She's, I don't know, 21, 22, 23. She's all dressed up because she's going to have a big night in New York City, folks. She's got her pocketbook, some, you know, $2,000 satchel of some sort, and a bag with a bunch of flowers in it. So there she is sitting in the seat by the window. Across from her is the bag with the flowers in it in the other seat facing her. And in the seat right next to her is her big old $2,000 satchel with everything she needs to get by in her 21-year-old life with. So there is one seat. So my son is very tired, as am I. We've been in the sun all day, rooting for the Mets. And so I said, these seats aren't being used, right? And she looked at me as if she was a little annoyed that I was asking her to move her bag and to move her flowers. Well, I don't care. So she begrudgingly and with a bit of a sigh picked up the pocketbook. Well, the big bag with the flowers kind of straddled over the two seats. I said, you're going to have to move that as well. And she did. So I sat down and opposite my son was me. So I heard a little bit of a moan and a little bit of a, I don't know, something that she muttered under her breath. So what I decided to do was, you know what? I'm not an incredibly big person, but I decided I was going to lean a little bit over because I had been roasting in the 85-degree Flushing Queens sun watching the Mets. And yes, I was a bit sweaty, so I made sure that I made that ride all the way back into Manhattan as uncomfortable for her as I possibly could. Let's just say I took up every possible inch and millimeter, if we can talk metric system between you and me, that I could possibly use. Where do these people get off, really? Do they really think they're that important? If you talk to a conductor, they don't care. Hey, if you see something, say something. Okay, I see somebody taking two seats. Take care of it. And they get mad and they walk away. So much for that. I am a person. My son is a person. Your fancy schmancy Prada bag and your bag of flowers, they are not. Move them, toots. I want to sit down. Susie Carter is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Do you spend most of your day looking at a screen? Most of us do.
And your eyes are taking a beating. According to a report by the Vision Council, symptoms of digital eye strain include
eye irritation,
blurred vision,
fatigue,
back and neck pain,
headaches.
They also offer tips on how to prevent digital eye strain. First, keep your distance. With computers, you should be able to extend your arm and rest the palm of your hand on the screen.
Hold handheld devices just below eye level, a safe distance away.
Second, take a 20-20-20 break. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Protect your sight so you'll clearly see your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. There are now a whole spate of make-believe nonprofit think tanks posing as environmental stewards. One such example is the Heartland Institute that's published a super slick glossy booklet for politicians and city councils all across the country. It's entitled 10 Principles of Energy Policy and could have been written by the CEO of Exxon himself. The opening preface says their research is far too complex for us, we the people, to be able to understand it all, so we should just go ahead and believe whatever they say. This particular phony environmentalism, tax-free by the way, says oil companies not only are not greedy, but gas prices are actually quite low. These kinds of booklets are being distributed to Congress and America's city officials far and wide in order for the less informed of them to repeat this money-making nonsense as official government information. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.